This is Veterans Voices, Minnesota in World War II, November 25th, 1943. Staff Sergeant Arthur Furschweiler had places to be, things to do, all dictated by Uncle Sam, of course. Just over a year ago, he'd been earning a living at the Gilliard Motor Company in Foley, Minnesota. Now, the Army called the shots for this 37-year-old. For the past 3 months, Furschweiler had been stationed in North Africa with the 31st Signal Construction Battalion, helping to build the temporary and permanent structures needed by the American troops and staff installed there. Now, the Army said Furschweiler was needed elsewhere, so that morning, he and thousands more U.S. troops boarded the HMT Rona, a merchant ship requisitioned by the military to transport men and materiel. The Rona disembarked, joining a convoy already at sea and protected by a fighter squadron. But as the next day dawned, those fighters found themselves overwhelmed by German bombers, which dropped state-of-the-art radio-guided torpedoes, one of which sank the Rona, killing Arthur Furschweiler and about 1,000 U.S. troops. Veterans Voices, Minnesota and World War II is produced by AMPERS, diverse radio from Minnesota's communities, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at minnesotavets.org.